Welcome back to Dr. Bill Meyer Live. I am joined by my good friend Ron Deal, the founder of Smart Step Families and the director of Family Life Blended, which is part of Dennis Rainey's Family Life Ministry. Ron is a licensed marriage and family therapist. He's the author of a whole bunch of books, including The Smart Step Family, Dating and the Single Parent, The Remarriage Checkup, The Smart Stepdad, and The Smart Stepmom. Ron's work has been cited by news outlets, including USA Today, the New York Daily News, the Chicago Tribune, and ABC News. Ron, welcome back to Faith Radio.
Hey, Bill. It's good to be with you this morning. Always good to be on Faith Radio.
Now, I know you have a lot of practical advice for our listeners who are in step family situations or maybe have a loved one who's in a step family. But before we jump into that, tell us a little bit about Family Life Blended, because this is a whole new focus, a whole new thrust of Dennis Rainey's Family Life Ministry.
Yeah, it's a real honor to be working with the Ministry of Family Life. Family Life, a lot of people don't realize we're an international ministry in 105 countries, and literally 50,000 people will go through our marriage conference this year alone. We do a cruise coming up in about 2 weeks here in February where we got the whole boat and, you know, just do all kinds of neat things for couples where you really get to experience great speakers and good content, but at the same time, be in community with other believers to strengthen your faith and help your marriage and family move forward as a light in this dark world. That's what we're all about. Family Life Blended is a ministry specifically for people in blended families. No matter how you got there, whatever the story is, by death, by divorce, whatever the story is, we want to turn your family into a redemption center and to a point that stops perhaps the generational cycle of divorce, if that's a part of your family story, and reverses that for the next generation. Or if by death you found yourself in this family, we want to be something that helps you raise godly kids so that they too, again, the next generation, is a bright light in this dark world. So we offer tips and resources for couples, events for couples, materials for churches to teach small groups and have classes specifically designed for step family couples. And one of the premier events that we do is an annual conference we call the Summit on Step Family Ministry. And I got to just plug this, September 29 and 30, we'll be in Colorado Springs this year on the campus of Focus on the Family. Focus on the Family is going to host the event for us. We bring together all of the thought leaders around the country who are working in the field of step family ministry in local churches. We train. It's a train-the-trainer event. So we're helping lay couples who lead small groups, pastors who want to understand step families better so they can do premarital counseling with couples, just anything related to ministry in the local church and step families. That's what we emphasize. Military couples, finances. We try to cover as many topics as we can during those 2 days. So September 29 and 30, the Summit on Step Family Ministry.
Several months away, but certainly something that if you're in a step family situation, you might want to consider in Colorado Springs. You can find out more about that at Family Life Blended. By the way, if you are part of a step family, if you're in a blended family situation and maybe you are having some struggles, we'd like to invite you to call and have a chat with Ron. Maybe you have a question for him. The number is 877-93-FAITH, 877-93-FAITH here at Faith Radio. And Ron, we may have some listeners who have been in a solid marriage for many years and they think, hey, why is this Christian radio station talking about helping step families to thrive? They might be thinking, hey, doesn't that encourage divorce? Doesn't that encourage people breaking up to marry somebody else? How would you respond to them?
Well, I would say, does the church encourage sin? you know, there's a whole bunch of sinners walking into church every weekend. And no, in fact, that's the place where we're called out to be God's people. And that's what we're doing. You know, does a divorce recovery ministry encourage divorce? No, I don't think so. Does a post-abortion ministry encourage abortion? I don't think so. Does, you know, celebrate recovery? Does it really celebrate addiction? I don't think so. What we're doing is we're saying, like Jesus in his conversation with the woman at the well in John 4, okay, this is where you find yourself today, but we want to take you from here to walk with the Savior. And by the way, that woman in John 4 became an evangelist for Jesus pretty quickly after encountering him. I mean, I just really believe that God can redeem our stories. and turn them into something that is a part of his kingdom work in this world. And so we're inviting people to do whatever your story is, to step up, to have a stronger family, to have a stronger faith, to walk with God from this point forward, no matter how you got here. And we just feel like that's the heart of the gospel.
I love that perspective, Ron. Ron Deal is with us right now. If you've got a question for Ron, if you're in a blended family or you have a friend or relative who's in a blended family situation and might have a question for Ron, as I mentioned, I believe he is the foremost Christian expert on step families in the United States, and your opportunity to chat with him if you call us at 877-93-FAITH. It's 16 past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. Coming up, practical advice for blended families from Ron Deal here on Faith Radio. Just some great challenges there from our friends with For King and Country, fixing our eyes upon our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. 19 minutes past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Bill Meyer with my friend Ron Deal from Family Life Blended. And Ron, there's a lot of people living in step family situations in the United States. I think you mentioned to me once before that pretty much all of us, if we're realistic about it, are touched in some way by somebody in a step family. Give us some of the numbers.
Yeah, 100 million Americans have a step relationship themselves, meaning a step parent, a step sibling, or a step child. But you stop and you think about it, another 100 million of us is a pretty good conservative estimate to say, well, you could reach out and touch somebody who has a step family relationship. If it's not you, it might be somebody, a neighbor, it might be your sister, it might be somebody you love and care about at church. And so we're all very close to people in blended families, and yet there's this invisibility factor that I think is really fascinating to me. It's very obvious from a demographic standpoint, but not so obvious to ministry leaders, not so obvious to marriage ministry folks. But if we just open our eyes, you can see there's the field is white for harvest. There's lots of people, and this is a growing population in our culture. It's not something we would design. God's design is one man, one woman for life, raise your kids. And yet it's something that's happening in our culture and in our world, around the world. And so how do we respond? Are we going to be the church, or are we just going to sit by and kind of point fingers? I think we're called to love one another. You were talking about the one another passages before I came on, and it just got me thinking on so many levels. That's so good. Galatians 5 talks about serve one another through love and love your neighbor as yourself. Don't bite and devour one another. Watch out that you're not consumed by that. I think on two levels, the church can serve one another in love, right? Reaching out and understanding and bringing wisdom to step families in their community. And at the same time, then within a family, within a step family, trying to have an attitude that says, all right, how do I serve these people in my home? Really, a lot of the work of blended families, if you will, comes in the early years when everybody's trying to figure out how to live together, how to be family, how to understand each other, your traditions, our traditions, those differences. So the love one another and serve one another in love attitude helps to bridge those gaps. It helps to take outsiders and make them insiders. And that's so very important, both on the family level, but also on the church and community level.
Ron, one of the things you and I have talked about in the past is the fact that somebody may go through a divorce and it's been hard and maybe even bitter and contentious, and they're through that now and they're lonely and they meet somebody new and they say, this person is the answer to all my problems. And now I'm going to get married to somebody else, and that person may or may not have children. And if they have kids, or if the person who is divorced and looking to marry somebody else has kids of their own, biological children, there is unfortunately, there is a potential for a whole lot of conflict, a whole lot of problems that they don't see because they've got those rose-colored glasses on. They're in love. Their endorphins are going haywire in their brain. And they make a decision to move forward into marriage without really, I guess, having informed consent, as we talk about in the therapy business. So just got about 2 minutes left. Talk to somebody who's in that situation and considering remarriage or even in, you know, dating and really getting serious, but maybe hasn't thought through all the ramifications.
Yeah. So here's the takeaway. Slow down. Everything you've just said is exactly right. And if people would absorb that and just realize that when you're ready to marry, for example, most of the time your kids are not ready for you to marry. And by the way, that's true whether the kids are young or adults. You know, they can be in their 30s and their adjustment time to this whole idea of a new wedding. It's not just about you and getting married. It's their life. It's their family, their legacy. I don't care how old they are. So slow down. Slow down is also applicable to, it's hard to see the depth and how wide things are until you've given yourselves lots of time to walk through seasons of life with one another. And even then, here's the principle. It's not real until it's real. I mean, I think that's true. You know, Bill, you'd probably agree with me. That's true with a young couple getting married who don't have any kids preceding the marriage, as well as a couple in their 50s or 60s getting married with kids. You can't see certain things until you start living life 24/7 together. There's certain dynamics. There's certain even pieces of yourself that you didn't know that was going to bother you. You didn't know you were going to have a little twinge in your spirit that says, ooh, I don't like that, until you find yourself living real life. So on the front end, when you're dating, slowing down gives you a better chance for both of your eyes to get open. I think I've shared with you one of my favorite quotes, you know, before marriage, keep both eyes open. And then after marriage, keep one eye shut. You know, have that spirit of grace after the wedding. But before, you got to keep them open. So you can see the whole package. It's not just about you and this individual falling in love. It's about their kids. It's about your ex-spouse and the dynamics between you. It's about your ex-in-laws. It's about the finances that you bring in. It's about parenting and step-parenting. All of that together goes into the decision to marry. So slow down and take a good, long, hard look at all of that so that you can make a really good, as you said, informed decision about moving forward.
Some great advice. Ron Deal, the director of Family Life Blended at the Family Life Ministry. Thanks for your time, Ron. We hope to have you back again soon because we know this is a significant issue and something the church needs to address. We appreciate you, my friend.
Thanks. God bless, Bill.
God bless you. 26 past the hour at the Faith Radio Network.